Will we get in? We won't get in trouble for that.
It's going to get bleeped out. This is for science.
Hello and welcome to Science Unscripted. It's Connor here.
And Gabe.
We have a kick ass interview coming up.
It's a great interview.
It is the
It's a of an interview.
I don't think that word works there. However, if you're surprised by our the sudden profusion of profanity coming from our mouths, it's
nice.
Because we are about to talk to an expert in that field, if you can call it a field.
Shelia Kennison is going to tell us what happens in our brain when we hear curse words and when we use them.
Science Unscripted.
Hi, my name is Shelia Kennison. I'm a cognitive scientist at Oklahoma State University, and we've just published a research paper on sleep quality and curse words.
Shelia, that's one of the strangest combinations of research pursuits I've ever heard of. What is the conclusion of your study?
We found that people that report regular poor quality of sleep also self-report that they use curse words more often. So in their daily lives, we ask people to estimate how frequently they use curse words, the top 20 in English, and we found that there were strong relationships between their poor sleep quality and how often they're cursing.
They are using curse words because they're tired during the day? Why would I swear when I'm tired?
Well, this research followed up past research where we found strong relationships between personality, sensation-seeking personality traits. People generally differ in how much they seek out stimulation. And so people that are high in this trait also report cursing more. So at the end of that prior study, I began to think about, well, what happens when we curse? In fact, aren't we self-stimulating? We are raising our own arousal level. And so I thought, hey, let's investigate that in a study.
How did you conduct your study? Did you put people into a lab and force them to scream swear words? Did they self-report? How long did you follow them for? What'd you do?
It was a one-time online study. So they self-report. It's a methodology we've used in the past where we asked them to rate the frequency of the top 20 English swear words, with the F word being, you know, one of the most frequent. We also asked them to report personality traits and fatigue or sleep quality. And so it was a one-shot deal, self-report. And there are limitations with that methodology, but we found what we were looking for. So we want to follow it up with new research that maybe relies on more direct observation.
Let me just swear a couple of times, Shelia, yeah? Son of a... God damn. I just raised my arousal state there?
Absolutely. And the listeners as well.
Well, they probably didn't. They're not going to end up hearing what I actually said, but I didn't sleep well last night. I definitely did not. I never sleep well. And because I go through the day like a zombie, when I say those words, then I wake myself back up like drinking a cup of coffee or...
Yes, it's maybe a temporary boost of arousal, but studies back in the 80s actually have measured skin reactants, so emotional responses of the skin, and they found many years ago that when you perceive a curse word in a task, your processing of it increases your arousal. So in this new study, I hypothesized that perhaps even speaking the curse words yourself, it's even a stronger increase in arousal. So we didn't confirm that particular direct result, but the self-report suggests that that is likely what's going on.
When you say arousal, obviously it's not of a sexual nature. This is just stress hormones being released into my body, basically?
Right. You can think of it as emotional arousal. So like when somebody yells fire, we all sort of come to attention. But when you experience something that's very strongly, positively emotional, like, congratulations, you won the lottery, that creates a sort of burst of attention and arousal. So in the similar ways, curse words can do the same.
weird question, but is arousal, emotional arousal in this sense, is it actually negative? I mean, Gabe was making a joke there, but the way you describe it, you could wake up in the morning and you're tired. You haven't had your cup of coffee yet. You could go to the mirror, I guess, and launch into a tirade of curse words, all 20 of the curse words you studied, and that would wake me up, apparently?
Yes, and I think when you think of arousal, it can be positive or negative. And when you think of using curse words, you know, we can use them appropriately when we're very positive. We did win the lottery, and you can sort of exclaim a curse word, enjoy, or be very upset and tired and be angry. And so your emotional state can vary, but it's, in this case, highly aroused. Fun with words, right? There's past research showing that using curse words can decrease our pain level. So in another way, it modulates our physiology.
Was there a temporal element to the effect, meaning if it's late at night and someone spits out a bunch of swear words, that that's going to affect their sleep more negatively than if they did the same thing at 8:30 in the morning?
We didn't look at that in the study, but in fact, I've thought a lot about it because that's the implication of the study, is that when you're tired, you might in some ways be unconsciously creating that boost of arousal for yourself by using a few more curse words as you tell the same story. So the thought experiment is, what if I asked you, how much do you use curse words from 9 a.m. to noon? And I ask you, okay, how about 6 p.m. to midnight? You know, I think in that thought experiment, I feel as though you would be able to capture the fact that more curse words are used in the evenings. Past research on Twitter has actually shown that if you look at the curse words used on Twitter, it does have this 24/7 cycle, which would be more curse words towards the midnight time period.
Shelia, why are you studying curse words? Do you feel, I don't know, particularly fascinated by them, or what brought it? What brought on the interest?
Well, it's a funny story, perhaps. Maybe about 12 years ago, I was in a professional situation where I did use a curse word, and it got me in a lot of trouble. And I think I started to reflect on how common cursing is. Everybody does it. But there's this great stigma about using curse words, especially, I think, in the U.S., if you're female, if you're in a certain part of the country. And so I just began to read about them and become quite interested in the fact that the research shows that, contrary to what we might think, people who are more creative use more curse words. People who are more intelligent use more curse words. So that the prior research to that point may have suggested, oh, it's just people with poor character that use curse words. But I don't think that's the case.
I know people of high moral standing who use a lot of curse words, really. Am I allowed to ask you?
What was the word?
Which of the 20 words you used? I mean, we're probably going to have to bleep this, but...
Oh, it was the F word. The big one, the most frequent one, the favorite one.
When did you say it? Or
it was in a written email to someone who I thought had made a major error.
And did in that email, did you imply that they had effed up?
I did.
And that was enough for you to lose your job?
No, I didn't lose my job, but there was a thread of that, actually.
Oh, Shelia, you have to get over here to Germany. You could drop that language any day of the week, and I think you'd be more respected for it.
That sounds wonderful.
And it would make you more awake, I guess, or it'd give you a jolt of energy all the time.
Right. I do think that there's a certain strange social norms in academia around sort of profanity, and because I'm surrounded by colleagues that do the same kind of activity that I was chastised for. But, you know, not everyone gets called on the carpet for it. So I'm actually, in retrospect, very happy to have had that happen, because the research has turned out to be quite interesting and people really respond to it.
And based on that research, what is your tip for all of our listeners who've had to sit through all of these swear words that we've dumped on them, we've elicited all this emotional arousal, what can they change in their lives to make their lives better based on what you know?
I think that to notice the link between your state of fatigue and cursing. So if you do find yourself cursing more than usual, or you know you have a friend who you find is doing that, rather than thinking about it as a problem with character or, you know, what's really emotionally going on with the person, just ask yourself, you know, am I just tired? Do I just need a nap? Is that what really is going on?
And if I'm having trouble sleeping, is it a possible partial remedy to try to dial back the cursing?
That's possible. I think you definitely don't want to be stimulating yourself in any way. Like we hear about sleep hygiene, turn off the lights, turn off the devices. Yeah, don't engage in the highly arousal language. Cursing as well as telling jokes, humor can act in the same way.
And that was Shelia Kennison speaking to us from just outside of Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yeah, and I'm tempted here to start cursing because it fits with that interview that we just did. The problem is now I know, I didn't know that before. Now I know that if I do it and other people are forced to listen to it, probably even in the form of that beep, beep.
Yeah,
I think your brain still knows what's going on. Then for some of our listeners, it's very early in the morning.
Yeah,
and that might kind of help them wake up.
Right.
For others, it might be late at night. We're kind of a late night show.
Yeah.
And we might accidentally keep our listeners awake. We might be giving them insomnia.
Well, then what do I do? Apologize at this point? Because I was the one dropping the bombs there, the bleeps.
No, we were learning about the impact of those bleeps as we talked to her. There was a lot of stuff in there I did not know. And I don't think you can blame yourself for not knowing it and doing it.
I'm not going to blame myself now, Connor. I'm going to try and swear less. I don't know if I've altered your state of agitation by swearing all these years.
I mean, I am emotionally aroused right now. When we talk to each other, I feel like we both get jittery and excited anyway. Yeah. It doesn't matter what we're actually saying. But last thing I'll say about Shelia's work there, I thought one of the greatest parts was her she did something unexpected, which was to say that it's kind of about empathy at the end. If you notice somebody that you know suddenly start swearing more, they're probably exhausted. And it could be the same for you. And just be aware of that. Oop, they need to go down.
Yeah, just ask them an easy question. Have you been sleeping well? Maybe take some more naps.
After they've dropped a couple swear words and then you just interject with that. I mean, is it like when a baby cries, right? Why would they cry suddenly if they're exhausted? I don't know. They do it. Yeah. And when an adult is exhausted, they swear.
It's a curse for help.
It's a curse for help. Questions, comments, curse
words? Send us your favorite curse words or the curse words that you drop
yeah.
from time to time to su@dw.com.